5%, and the southern part of PD1 and PD3 is well above what they're required to meet. So I just wanted to, we're not approving that, but I just wanted to put that in, that it wasn't as severe as it was.
But that could certainly be dealt with in a plan, very easy, much easier than some of the other ones that are on here.
Variance from the building setback requirement, 110 feet in the PD2 from both Harvard and the east property line. Plan now scales slightly less than required.
Hopefully between now and the final plan, they'll get it in and that'll be a variance.
And D, because there's been a change here, put after a possible reduction in the minimum square feet for dwelling units in the PD1. Based on the floor area of the residential component, 92,000 square feet divided by the number of units, the gross area comes out to 1,278 feet per unit. They are representing that the net unit size, that's the unit itself, less the common areas and fitness rooms and stuff, public spaces, that the net unit size will average approximately 1,014 square feet. So you can put that in instead of the 1,117. Now, these are big, the footprint of the floor, the gross floor area of the residential is about the same. The number of units has gone down, so the average size has gone up dramatically from what was in this motion back in January. So the requirement is 850 square feet for a studio one-bedroom and 1,200 square feet for a two-bedroom. So depending upon how they mix these units, they may comply with this.
Well, that complies.
Right.
It could comply, that's right.
But we don't know what the plan is.
If 1,014 is smaller than 1,200, if they did them all two-bedrooms, it wouldn't comply.
Right.
If they did all one-bedrooms, then it would.
But if they did it all in one or two bedrooms, which obviously.
But they could comply now.
Right.
But we don't know, because they don't know what the mix is gonna be. So that's why we still have to keep this here as alerting everybody that there is the possibility of a possible amendment or a possible variance, but it's now much closer to compliance than what it was before.
Right.
A potential variance from the requirement that not more than 15% of the dwelling units shall be studio and one-bedroom units. Same uncertainty there. And a potential set variance to the parking setback along the western property line. Now, this is the language that said the need for the variances may change as further review takes place and the plan evolves from the approval of PDP to consideration of the final development plan, the FDP. The applicant understands that in connection with its approval of the administrative amendments set forth in this motion, the Planning and Zoning Commission has not considered the variances described in paragraph nine above or any other variances that may be necessary for approval of the final development plan, and that there is no assurance that such consideration, that upon such consideration, any particular variance will be approved. The approval of the amendments to the PDP as proposed in this motion is subject to the applicant, to the developer of the residential portion of the proposed development in PD5, and the village entering into a development agreement that has been approved by the village council. And then lastly, the approval of the amendments to the PDP as proposed in this motion is further subject to the agreement of the applicant to make any additional traffic improvements reasonably required by the village engineer based upon review of the revised traffic impact study submitted by the applicant and the review of additional amendments that may occur from approval of the PDP to preparation of the final development plan. So they've got to do this when they submit the final development plan, make sure that the traffic still works, because the floor plans continued and the mix of uses continues to evolve. The applicant recognizes that the traffic impact study will need to be updated at the time the final development plan is submitted to the village. I guess I just said that. The final development plan drawing shall clearly depict the proposed circulation improvements, including number of lanes, length of turning lanes, signal striping, traffic control signs, et cetera.
I Now, is this strictly planning and zoning, or planning and zoning and architectural board review?
Do we have anything that needs to be considered by the architectural board review? I don't think so.
Well, in the vision, in the vision book, there are elements of architectural and landscape design. They're conceptual.
I mean, everything in here just refers to planning and zoning, and it's the difference of one person at the table, so it doesn't hurt to have that person's vote, or don't have that person's vote.
A preliminary plan is a planning and zoning motion.
The amendments that we are considering are planning and zoning.
Only.
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
It's fine.
Okay. At this time, I will take a motion from a member of planning and zoning to approve this motion as read by Dave Hart and submitted in writing.
With the modifications we.
As we.
So move.
Thank you. Motion made by Mr. Klein, seconded by?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Lazar. Any comments, questions, further discussion?
So just go back to number 11. So the PDP, so the amendments of this particular plan, so if that agreement does not come into play?
And this is out the window.
This is out the window.
Yes. But that agreement won't come back here, will it?
No.
No.
It's a council.
That's up there.
It's council.
And the administration.
It's council.
Council.
Just council.
Just council.
Well, the administration's been negotiating it, and then council votes on it.
But not us. That's what I wanted to clarify.
Correct. Any other questions, concerns? Call the roll.
Lazar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lewis?
Yes.
Hit?
Yes.
It was a soft yes?
No, I said yes. It was a loud yes.
No, I said yes. Yes.
Yes. Mayor?
Yes. Okay, that passed unanimously.
We had a unanimous quorum.
Yes.
No, I would strongly encourage that we do something about that 45 feet, but somebody had to put a number on the thing.
Well, when there's
somebody
a final,
eventually.
Brian, when there's a final
you'll
development
the
plan,
number.
Then that number will be available. But until that, the number is not available. And we just have to comply with.
I don't like things that are floating around. Okay?
I know.
Don't
you
like
want,
things.
You want to know that that height is 35 feet.
I
want to
see 35 feet right there. Right.
Kathy, even though you didn't vote, you said preliminary a couple times. You said it twice in 5 seconds. And we will have another opportunity to look at the updated traffic study.
Let's not do this other stuff tonight.
What other stuff?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, just
two things that everyone has been talking about here, out there, in the
building
community.
Building commissioner report?
None.
Two things.
At this time, I'll take a motion to approve the minutes from January 13th.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Yep, second.
Thank you. Comments, questions, changes, revisions? Call the roll.
Lazar?
Yes.
Moran?
Abstain.
Lewis?
Yes.
Hit?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Mulcahy?
Yes.
Sorry.
We put it off because they couldn't be here. We took it off the agenda for this week for council. We'll do it next month.
Okay.
There's no
rush for
it.
Yeah, okay.
Any other questions from anybody? Any other comments, questions?
Mr. Lewis, Mayor, I'd like to finish my statement before you called for approval of the minutes.
We just voted on them.
He's talking.
I was actually in the middle of a statement.
I didn't even notice. And it had to happen before the minutes?
I was,
you talked too soft.
No, I wasn't. I was talking forcefully.
Is that before the minutes?
Okay, I don't remember. I don't
point.
Remember.
Okay.
I'll make
okay.
my point.
You have the floor, Mr.
I'll
Lewis.
Make my point. Because Kathy mentioned preliminary a couple times, and I sort of latched on to that word. And you know, the two things that we've all been talking about and the community's been talking about are parking, sufficiency of parking, and traffic. And I just wanted to point out that we will have an opportunity to look at that again when the final traffic study is presented as part of the final development plan. And that's what I wanted to make clear and emphasize for everyone here.
We did have a traffic meeting today. Mr. Lewis was in attendance. Traffic study, the most recent traffic study has been posted on the Orange Village website for everybody has access to it. this newest vision book, as soon as it's resubmitted by the applicant, will be posted on the website. Yes, there's been discussions about financing. We will be finished with those discussions, hopefully within weeks, and then that will all be discussed publicly. And I think we have made a lot of progress, and hopefully this project will start this spring, and we look forward to a wonderful amenity for all the communities. Anything else from anybody? Meeting adjourned.
All before tomorrow.